Shanti Feldhahn joins us again this week for help in understanding how your husband thinks. And for you singles who are listening, this ought to be very instructive for single men and women as you think about the opposite sex. Shanti, welcome back to Family Life today.
Great to be with you.
We also have your wife, Barbara, who is joining us this week.
That's right.
Talk about how men think, and you had a chance to spend some time meditating on these same thoughts as you were helping to write the book Rekindling the Romance and counseling wives about the uniquenesses of their husbands.
That's right, I did. Welcome. I'm glad to be here today, Bob.
Thank you.
Shanti is a best-selling author, newspaper columnist for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, has a weekly column there for women on women's issues and popular culture issues that are going on in our nation. She and her husband, Jeff, live in the Atlanta area, and she's written a book called For Women Only.
Mm-hmm.
But, Shanti, you talk about this issue of men dealing with the visual stimuli, and you say that men have a visual Rolodex. Is that right?
Yeah, that's actually the way my husband described it when I was trying to get this. I just didn't understand what men meant when they said they're visual. Again, it's really no surprise to most women that men are created visual, but we don't know what that means. The way that all these men that I interviewed described it as, it means two things. It means that it's really hard for them. They can't not notice a woman with an attractive figure. They simply can't not notice a woman with an attractive figure. The second thing that it means is that they have this, what my husband calls a visual Rolodex, that image of that woman that they just noticed is burned in their brain and could rise up at any time in their mind without warning the next day or really any time for the rest of their life. And as my husband said, you know, I have a visual Rolodex of these images stretching back to my teen years. Every man has this.
And when you encountered this conversation with your husband, Jeff, he kind of threw it back to you and said you should think of one of your favorite movie stars?
Yeah, he was trying to describe this to me when I was explaining what this revelation was and you know, this idea of these images popping up in your head. And I didn't get this. And he said, you know what? I bet really you do understand this. And we're just using different words to describe this or something. So, you know, let me explain it to you this way. He said, okay, now, remember that movie we saw last week with Tom Cruise? Yes. Okay, you think he's an attractive man, correct? Okay. And he said, okay, now how many times the next day after we've seen one of his movies will an image of Tom Cruise with his shirt off or something just sort of rise up in the back of your head? How many times does that happen the next day? And I looked at him and said, never. And he kind of said, no, I must not be explaining myself correctly. You know, you're just sitting at your desk. You're working on the computer. You're not thinking of anything sensual at all. You're working on one of your columns. And an image of Tom Cruise, a picture with his shirt off or something you saw in that movie, flashes across the screen of your mind. How many times does that happen the next day? Never. And he originally told our home group, he thought I was just embarrassed to admit that I had pictures of Tom Cruise in my head. And finally, when he told the story to our home group and saw all the women shake their heads and say, never, along with me. He realized how different we're created, and that helped me get it across to all the women in this book because we don't recognize. Think about it. If a man can't not notice a woman with an attractive figure, and if that image gets burned in his brain and could rise up at any time and assault him without warning, involuntarily, this culture is a minefield for the men in our lives.
Well, now, you notice Tom Cruise when he's on the screen, right?
Yeah. I mean, I go, yeah, okay, God did good there. he's an attractive man, but that's about it.
Well, we see things in popular culture today, though, where women are gathered around with other women and they see some guy who is, you know, out doing a construction job, right? And the women are going, ho, 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 look at him, you know, he looks. Is that just Hollywood fabrication or are there some women who act that way?
Well, here's the difference is that for us, just like for men and women, you know, okay, we all will notice somebody who's attractive of the opposite sex. It's not that we don't notice that somebody is attractive. What's different about it is that for us, we don't have this thing that gets burned into our brains, most of us. Now, I should say, by the way, that about 20% of women are visual in this way, so they'll automatically understand this. But for the rest of us, what's different is that we don't have that thing get burned into our brains that just sort of we're minding our own business at any time in the future and the picture rises in the back of our men's minds. We don't understand this. So that's the difference. That construction worker, that hubba hubba construction worker, he's not going to come back and bother us the next day when we really don't want him in our minds.
Mm-hmm.